We don't think it's, we don't want to actually reduce confidence.
So the question sent in by Robert Budd for Curious: what is the story about the introduction of camphor laurel to the Northern Rivers? Well, I've been given the task of finding out. I am on my way to a field day today, hosted by a local land care group, and it's all about camphor laurels. So I am pretty sure that there is someone here today who will have the answer. Okay, just driving onto Dingo Lane Farms now, and boy, there are quite a few camphor laurel trees on this property. Hi, Lindsay.
Hi, how are you going?
I'm Kim.
Hi, Kim. If you want to come with us, I probably should fit you with some gumboots.
Well, I did bring some gumboots, actually, but I left them in the car. So is it a bit muddy out there, is it? Or just...
No, I'm worried about snakes, and we're going to be walking through bush and all sorts of
places. Okay, well, I'm going to go grab my gumboots. So, Lindsay, I'm just going to do a bit of recording. Okay. And this is Jo.
I'm Jo.
Right, Jo, so you can give me a bit of a history about camphor laurels in the region. Yes. Fabulous.
Yeah. Hello, I'm Jo Green and I'm from Brunswick Valley Landcare, and I also work with Boran Shire Council as their natural habitat officer. I was first introduced into the Sydney Botanic Gardens in 1822, and that's the first record. The reason they was introduced was because I read somewhere that they actually thought it was going to be a bay tree. So maybe there was some confusion between Laurus nobilis and Laurus camphora, which was the old name for camphor laurel. Now we know it as Cinnamomum camphora, and it was widely planted after that. So they grew it in the Sydney Botanic Gardens. They grew it in the Brisbane Botanic Gardens. It was established in the Brisbane Botanic Gardens by 1860 and widely planted in Brisbane. People noticed that it was growing really quickly, and then the currawongs started to spread it as well. But at that time, they'd cleared all the land and there was a real need for trees. So people thought it was fantastic. This tree was the answer to everything. They even noticed that it was growing faster than the native figs. They were planting it everywhere. So yeah, amazing trees. But it has about 113,000 seeds on a mature camphor per year. So great spread across the landscape.
Now, the earliest plantings of camphor laurel in the Northern Rivers were believed to be in the streets of Grafton in the 1870s, at least half a century after the species was introduced to Australia.
They started planting street trees so people could walk and be shaded, and camphor laurel was one of the main trees they planted in Grafton, and also jacarandas, and now that town is known for those trees. So, yeah, big old trees in Grafton.
Well, we should catch up with the rest of the group. Do you mind if we keep talking while we're walking?
No, that's great.
Because there's so much to talk about.
The camphor story.
And I can tell you, there's another thing.
Lindsay Murray runs British White Cattle, a rare English breed, and a range of heritage poultry breeds, including Toulouse geese, here at Dingo Lane Farms in Myokum. One of the reasons why I came to the farm, I got sent here because we have a new project going at ABC North Coast called Curious. And the question that came in from our listener was, what's the story about the introduction of camphor laurels to the Northern Rivers?
My understanding is that, you know, when the North Coast was underwent European settlement for agriculture, farms were distributed by the government, and the people given the farms had 10 years to clear the farm completely. So all native vegetation was cleared. It soon realised we had no even shade left. So camphor laurels were recommended as a good tree to plant for shade, and they're planted at schools and public streets and on farms. Well, they did very, very well on the North Coast, originally from southern China and places like that, so similar climate. And because all the forests had been cleared, it left things open for these camphor laurels to colonise the landscape. This process particularly accelerated in the 60s and 70s when dairy farming and banana farming were to a large extent abandoned on the North Coast, and a lot of farms went into lifestyle type situations where there wasn't as close a management of the land, and so the camphor laurels just spread into this cleared landscape, and we now have, you know, whole swathes of the countryside covered with them.
I think was the old, or the biggest camphor on the property.
By the 1990s, the camphor laurel had become a major environmental concern for the region.
People started to worry about it becoming an environmental weed. It was invading our beautiful pastures, and farmers were really worried about that. So they started clearing it. At that time, children in schools were taught that they must remove the camphor laurel. So that was a real switch in thinking. So in 100 years, once we'd gone from planting thousands of these beautiful trees in schoolyards for shade to actually removing them and actually cutting them down, and kids were taught that they should remove these trees because they're a weed. And so that went on from the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, up until now. Now we're in 2017 and we're looking at the role of camphor in the landscape.
Camphor laurel really is a tree that has divided the community in the Northern Rivers for many years. You either love it or you hate it. And many landholders like Lindsay are learning to live with it.
You've got quite the number of camphor laurel trees here.
We have. We're right in the epicenter of the camphor laurel infestation. My approach to management has evolved as I've learnt over time. I suppose I'm much more relaxed. Well, I'm not trying to eradicate camphor laurels. I manage them differently according to different parts of the farm. So I see that there's something that have a value. Obviously, I don't want my whole farm covered in camphor laurels. About 15% of the farm is under regeneration projects, either direct planting or natural regeneration projects, and using the camphor laurels as a nursery tree to assist in natural regeneration has been a big part of the project. So we've really used the camphor laurels as a nursery tree, although we are gradually eradicating them with time as our native trees replace them and form a native canopy. Out on the farm, we've retained a lot of camphor laurels, not all, but a lot, as shade trees. Because we've got a biological approach to cattle management on the farm, we are a cattle breeding property. We do a lot of rotation and movement of cattle, so we have many small paddocks, and it's important to have shade for cattle at all times. So the camphor laurel are an ideal cattle shade tree. They provide dense shade, and the cattle probably prefer them over native trees. By retaining camphor laurels as shade, it does actually keep our cattle away from any remaining remnant native paddock trees and takes the pressure off them a little bit. So we have retained quite a lot for shade.
Well, Lindsay, thank you for letting me gate crash your camphor laurel field today for Curious.
Thank you for coming.